Blog Talk Radio.
MPG and all you purple peeps out there. Welcome to the late night edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report's weekend edition. We're talking sports, of course, hot popping news. Dear friend of mine, longtime friend of mine, that I recently reconnected with is online with us also. I'm talking about Mr. Jerry Lewis, big time realtor in the Miami area. will be talking with us also tonight. And so that should be fun. But did your favorite team win? You guys know I am excited. Who Dat Nation rocks alive and well. The Cowboys are doing their thing. And what's up to the Miami Dolphins? Miami, hey, my friends in Miami have an amazing listening audience in Miami. And I'm so excited to have my former schoolmate, cool friend online also. He's going to – to be honest, I can't say what he's going to talk about because we're talking sports. We're talking what's hot and popping in the news. But, you know, of course, you know, we like to talk what's happening in politics. Also, but it's not a political show. It's important to us and our lifestyle. It's a lifestyle show, and what happens in politics is very important to our lifestyle choices, regardless of our political affiliation. So if we care about politics or not, very important. And, you know, we definitely need to be making more love and not war. And, you know, Syria, we cannot ignore what's going on with the subject matter of Syria. And so let's see where the conversation takes us. But, of course, tomorrow, Motivating Monday, we'll broadcast at 5:30 a.m. also. So thank you so much for your support since March 21st, 2011. If you've been with me since then, and if you're new, thank you, and I appreciate you. Remember, on Saturday, Casey Munchkin returns, known also as Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion, returns straight from Orlando. You know, he's, his family and his brother and all that are in Pensacola, but he's a student in Orlando. So he will be guest on Saturday, September the 14th, talking about his new EP. And I just love his music. You guys know that. But, hey, let's listen to a little music and talk sports, talk what's about, you know, what's going on in the world and hot news. It's been a lot going on. To be honest, I'm going to literally be checking my emails as we broadcast also. But here's one of my favorite, you guys know this, I love playing this song, you know, since they released it probably, what, like 2 months ago, Dread Days. Cannot wait to see these guys live. What's up, L.A.? Here's Dread Days, Protection.
trouble. I'm thinking life is nothing but trouble. And no matter what the days will bring, I'll be there to help you sing.
You have to hold them up and guide them up, you know what's up. Give them the love you need, that's the way you bring them up.
Dolphins won. Tannehill's looking great.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah. I was very impressed with the game today. I think they were defensively better than offensively, but I still give Tannehill give credit. I think he's got a potential. He's not there yet. But I think he's got potential. So, fortune for us, our defense held it together today towards the Browns. So,
yeah.
We get the win. I'll take the win.
That's good. What was the score again?
No, it's like 30-23 or something like that.
Yeah, that's good. Wow.
The Cowboys did it again.
Yeah, after years of Saints, Coach Sean been away.
Yeah,
come back.
Exactly. Did you see my Canes yesterday? Be down on Saturday? My Hurricanes.
Yeah. I love the Hurricanes, and I see you posted on your Facebook page. So
yeah,
tell us about
Notre Dame. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that's a huge rivalry. I've been a long time fan of the Miami Hurricanes. Tell us about what's going on with them.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're calling in because there's so much to talk about in college and professional sports. So I'm so glad that you're sharing with us what's going on, especially in Florida.
Oh, my God, yeah. The Miami Hurricanes, I tell you what, with this kid, Stephen Morris, who's taking the reign of quarterback, he's a natural born leader. And he's got the athleticism, and he's also has a hold over his team. They believe him. So, will they make it to the finals? Probably no, because they got to go through Alabama, Georgia, Auburn, and those teams. But and SEC's toughest. I mean, SEC's toughest thing counter in the league. So he's got to work his way up. I don't know if they can make it, but they'll show.
Mhm.
Yeah, they'll show. But
they're making the effort, and the team is developing good.
Yeah. I mean, they're in the ACC, but they got to face the SEC, which is crazy. I mean, you got Alabama. Wow, Auburn, Georgia. I mean, it's just crazy. So I just don't think that. I think Miami's priming themselves for a comeback, but I just don't think this year we'll get it.
So you're looking at within the next couple of years?
Yeah, next couple of years, maybe.
Yeah. So it's more of a young team. Do you think the team needs to mature?
Yeah. Stephen Morris, I believe, is a senior. So, he's a great stud. I don't know how long we're going to have him, but he's doing a great job. And we got Duke Johnson, who's a beast. He's running all over people. Oh, my God. Did you see Duke Johnson today, hon?
No.
Oh, my God. Duke Johnson is running all over people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing very well. And so, if we could just stay healthy, I think we might be able to contend. I honestly, in my gut heart, I don't think we have the team to win at all. Because you can't with this team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with this team, you can't beat Alabama. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just too strong. They're just too strong. So. We're progressing. Put it that way.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So that's good. So I've been so caught up in the NFL, and I've been doing my best to keep up with what's going on in other sports. But you had mentioned to me that Serena won the U.S. Open. Is that accurate? Serena Williams wins the 2013 Women's U.S.
Man,
Open.
Let me tell you something.
Congratulations to Serena Williams. She did it in the
U.S.
Open. To win her 17th Grand Slam title. Did you watch any of it?
I watched some of it.
Yeah, I almost watched some of it, but I was so into football and other things. But, wow.
Yeah.
So congratulations
to
Serena.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it.
I never doubted that she would win. You know, I just figured she was going to win.
Yeah, they've got a couple of girls, man, that are coming up. One name is Tornado. And the other one, I can't remember her name. They are coming up, and they are awesome. Hold on, I'm going to Google it for you right now.
Okay, please do.
Her name is Tornado, and she plays out of Boca Raton. And yeah, they're like Serena and Venus. They're killing people.
I know. Wow.
Yeah.
What's the young lady that did well last week? The young lady from Haiti. What's her name?
Oh, from Haiti. Right.
What, she was all over the news last week. What's her name? Her dad literally had to be like dug from under during the Haiti earthquake.
Yeah. The whole earthquake,
yeah.
I can't remember that guy. But, she's doing very well, too. You know, a girl, his daughter is in and it's Muhammad Ali has a daughter, illegitimate, by the way. And
okay,
he has
outside daughter.
Yeah, he's got you gotta Google her, cause she's doing very well too.
Is she in?
Something Ali. Let's see.
What sport does she play? Is she a boxer?
No, she's tennis. No, I'm not talking about Layla.
He's got an illegitimate daughter.
I'm
saying an outside daughter. He plays tennis or boxing.
No, he's got an illegitimate daughter. Hold on a second. I'm going to pull up for you right now.
Okay.
Are you got a computer running?
You know it.
Yeah. Pull up.
I'm looking at my email.
It's not Layla Ali.
Ali. What sport does she play?
Tennis.
Okay.
Ali's daughter.
What state is she from?
I think she's up in like New Jersey or somewhere like that.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, does she have
his
name?
Yeah, she's doing good.
Uh-huh.
She's doing good.
What's her name?
But yeah, I think this is gonna be a good year. I'm pulling for my Heat. You know, I'm gonna always pull for my Heat.
And, yeah, I've been playing it. You guys know the Babs and the Pelicans, and then I guess I love the Texas teams too. I love your Florida teams, but I love the Texas teams.
And you can't go wrong with the Heat.
And now you guys the champs. And you know my favorite players. Some of my favorite players are on you guys' team, and I love your coach. And also you guys have Pat Riley. But the Mavericks are rebuilding, so beware.
Of course, the Mavericks. They'll rebuild.
Uh-huh.
They'll rebuild. The Mavericks. I mean, you can't go wrong with the Mavericks, Dirk Nowitzki. So they're gonna rebuild. But hey, listen, check this out. I tell you a funny story.
Okay.
All right. Long story short. I am a marketing representative for Chrysler Corporation in Northeast New England. So I go into this dealership one day named Champlain Jeep Eagle. I'm looking, you know, my responsibility is, you know, look at the salespeople, how they're doing, are they training, blah, blah, blah. I see his name on this list I don't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
I said, who is Raymond Allen? UConn. Stars Road,
right
down the street.
Uh
huh.
I was like, so I called Kenny Champlain. He called me in his office. He said, Jerry. He said, sit down. He said, he's an employee. I signed off on a brand new white, brand spanking new Grand Cherokee for Kenny Champlain. Fucking Allen.
Uh-huh.
Fucking Ray Allen. I'm like, who the fuck is Ray Allen?
Uh-huh.
And then so Kenny was like, oh, we going to the games. I'm like, whoop de whoop. Oh, right now we got front tickets. I'm like, wow.
Uh-huh. So Ray Allen.
See, if I was like Allen now,
uh-huh.
Yeah. I would extort him, but anyway, long story short, that's all I wonder. Yeah,
wow.
If I walk up to him right now, I say, Kenny, ask Ray who signed up on his Jeep. Ray owe me some money, man.
Wow.
Rail me some money.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It is fucking nuts. Anyway, I want to take up your
You said you wanted to talk about Syria. So what are your thoughts regarding the Syria situation?
The what?
You said you would like to talk about Syria. What are your thoughts regarding the Syria situation?
The Syria?
Yeah, you mentioned to me that you wanted to.
I think Syria is a bad egg, and I think they're sneaky, and they're trying to uncover a lot of. They're trying to cover up a lot of stuff that they're not doing. And
yeah, my mom and I, we both like wondering, well, who's back in Syria? You know?
Yeah. You know what though? It's a communist country, and I just think they're trying to cover up a lot of bullshit, and it's obviously got our country nervous. And so I think we should go look at it. I mean, we're the capital of the world. There's obviously something there that they're hiding from.
But you don't think we should be sending soldiers over there, though, right?
No. That's way too soon. I just think they should do some quiet intelligence right now and try to find out what's going on over there.
All the presidents throughout the world that met at the recent G20 summit, they were split. Some feel like we should not, you know, America shouldn't do any type of strike. And then half of them are with the president, supporting the president's decision to strike.
Well, here's my situation on that. To be honest with you, Bethany, I think we as Americans stick our noses in so many other people's problems. So many times.
You mentioned that we're the leader of the world, and we feel like it's our responsibility to.
What does Syria provide us? I mean, you tell us that. If we lose Syria today, if they're wiped off the map, what are we going to lose as a country?
Yeah, good point. And to me, that's putting Americans in danger to me if we strike Syria, because we really would need to upgrade our security when it comes to homeland security, because I feel that that's going to put Americans here in America and abroad in more danger if we do strike towards Syria. And then next thing you know, not only do we have to be concerned about bombings and terrorist bombings in America, but we're going to have to be concerned about liquid warfare. We could be anywhere, and next thing you know, start dropping like flies, you know.
I just can't understand why US of A, every time, you know, a country has a problem, another country, we have to jump in. Let them handle it. Why do we have to jump in like that all the time? And Syria is a dangerous country. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, they're a dangerous.
And then,
country.
Like you just said, if we're putting our nose in their business, then they feel they can come over here and do the same thing to us that they're doing to their own people. And we have enough domestic terrorism and international terrorism to deal with already.
Exactly.
And then liquid warfare. We won't know anything's going on until people start dropping like flies. Yeah, gas and liquid warfare. I mean, next thing you know, we're just dropping. No bomb explosion. Yeah. Just dropping.
Let me tell you this. A funny story.
Okay.
Okay. When I first moved to Florida from Boston, I started taking flight lessons. I was going to get my private pilot's license.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, at a place called Perry Airport.
Uh-huh.
I'm flying, I'm doing well. I'm almost about to finish. And then September 11th happened.
Uh-huh, 9/11.
Yep. No, the guy came from Boston.
Yeah.
They were flying to L.A., full tank of gas. And I was like, so when I found out who the guy was, his name was Muhammad Atta.
Wow.
I know him.
I trained with this kid.
Wow, you got to be kidding me.
No.
Are you serious?
No. I'm sitting in my car. I'm back up north in Boston, going to work. I'm sitting on the Tobin Bridge. And I hear the news. I'm listening to Howard Stern. Muhammad Atta was leading that whole thing. They went through Maine. They went up to Maine because Maine is a very, like, real, like, bullshit airport. They don't check you a whole lot. So they went through Maine, and then they came back to Logan Airport in Boston. And then that's when they fired off. And so my instructor, my flight instructor said, I said, man, you know Muhammad? He said, yeah. He said, you know what, that guy? He never asked me about landing. He always asked me about flight. That guy never wanted to land. He knew he wasn't going to land.
Wow. But he wanted to
He was taking simulated flight. I'm like, why is this dude taking simulated flights? In fucking 747. I mean, he's way above me. I'm flying.
But he was never concerned about landing. He was concerned about the flying.
Right.
Maneuver. Wow.
Yeah, so his instructor said, well, don't you want to know how to land? He's like, Muhammad was like, yeah, we'll get that later. He was never concerned about landing the plane because he wasn't going to fucking land the plane.
What?
Is that crazy?
That is crazy. That is wild.
And you
remember that detail that he was never interested in landing.
Oh, my God.
Wow, she smokes cigarettes one after another.
She's all nervous.
You trained with a terrorist. Oh my God.
And I quit. My mother told me, she says, You better stop flying. And I said, okay.
Oh my God.
He said, you better stop flying.
Wow, thank you for sharing that story.
Well,
I know the audience
honestly,
is
going to be,
wow.
After JFK Jr. died, which he died right over my house. I lived in Bristol, Rhode Island. He died in Cape Cod. He was going to Martha's Vineyard. And he wasn't instrument ready. He was visual ready. Which means
Then he had a cask on his leg at that time too, didn't he? Like on his left leg.
Yeah. I got the book. I read up on it. I know exactly what he went through. The ship.
Yeah.
Everybody told him before he left from Newark Airport. Everybody told him. He said, "Listen, John, don't fly."
Yeah.
He's like, "No.
Yeah.
It's only over to Marcus Venue. We'll be there in a second." That motherfucker got out there and got disoriented. The black, it's all black. The body, you can't see the bottom from the top. And I have it right now. I still have it. I got it on film on his plane. He pulled up.
Yeah.
He stalled. He stalled. And I've done it a million times. When you stall the plane, you go into a nosedive.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't high enough. You got to be at least 10,000 feet up to go into a nosedive to pull out of that.
Oh.
He fucked up.
So there was no way they could have. There was no way.
I know exactly what happened.
That was such a breaking moment for all of us.
Man, it's crazy. And I still got my student pilot license today, and I'm going to finish it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to finish it for sure. Wow, man, that's crazy. All right, and man, I enjoyed talking to you, though.
And thank you, and I enjoyed talking with you and in the audience. I'm sure it's like enjoying what you're sharing with us. I mean, real stories.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I want to I'm gonna keep flying and I'm not gonna let it stop me. I've dropped the motorcycles. I've gotten back on. And
I always wanted to get my motorcycle license and be trained as a motorcycle.
Oh, you gotta get it.
I've always wanted, to learn how to properly, ride a motorcycle and get my,
Yeah, you gotta get it. It's a great fun time if you do it right, and always wear your helmet. Regardless of the helmet law for your state.
Uh-huh.
Because I learned that. Thank God I have my helmet on.
Oh, man. What happened?
Yeah, I was going over, I was pulling up to a stop sign.
Stop sign.
And, I was going over some railroad tracks. And the rain, it was starting to rain. So rain beads on me, rain and oil beads on the railroad tracks. So it starts to make this little slickery. So I'm hitting the back brake. And the next thing you know, bam, I laid it down. I saw the biggest star you ever seen. And my doctor told me, he says, how often do you wear a helmet? I says, never. He says, well, today is your day. He says, you're living because you would have been dead. Your head would have been like a watermelon. Yeah, I would have been done. Yeah.
So wear your helmets, everyone. And so many people like to ride without helmets.
And guess who was in front of me?
Who?
Ari.
Oh, our friend Ari, his best friend. Did he have his helmet on?
Yeah, so he was in front of me. He came back. He's laughing at me. He's like, I'm like, man, why you laughing? He's like, you are.
Oh my goodness! Like yesterday. Oh my God! I almost choked. I was eating beef and potatoes yesterday. My potatoes are overcooked a little bit. And the potato got caught in my throat, and my sister came in when it was all over, and she was just tickled, but it wasn't anything funny. But later on, when I was telling the story to one of my cousins on Facebook, it was kind of funny, but that was not funny at
so
all.
Sweet.
I know what you're saying. That's not funny at all. Not a funny
at
all.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but oh my God. But Eric was so glad that you were safe, and couldn't help but be, I guess, entertained by that. Oh my God! Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Cool. But see, you're a wild child. Wow. Yeah. And
you know what? You know what? You know. Next week, I'm gonna try to get on your show. He's my boy. Down here, OJ McDuffie.
Okay.
From the Dolphins. He'll do it
okay,
for me. He'll talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you. That would be so nice.
I know Juice. So we try to get him on the show to talk to me.
I'm working on getting, guess what other OJ I'm working on getting on the show? Straight out of Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. There you go.
OJ Simpson. I've been working on getting OJ Simpson on the show as a guest for the past
since I started the show.
And yeah, since 2011. But I've been working on getting OJ on the show. So I hope
You gotta get OJ, man. But I'm gonna get you at least OJ down here.
Oh, so I can't wait to, you know, I'm looking forward to the Dolphins OJ.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you that, and I know a lot of cats from the sports stations, sports talk radio stations. But OJ knows. OJ knows me. I could at least.
Shout out to OJ and the Dolphins. You know.
And check this
shit
out.
The Dolphins have to be one of my favorite teams too. And my cousin Trent, the Dolphins is his favorite team. So I know he's happy.
Oh,
I love the Cowboys. And my cousin, I know he's like excited too that the Dolphins won their game. But I'm looking forward to. Athletes and executives. It's good to talk with executives also, you know.
Right?
To get their perspective. Yeah, and you have so much on your resume.
Oh,
so,
man.
So we just have to break down our talking with you because we want to talk about your real estate career. We want to talk about your athletic career. And then you're a musician also.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much to talk about.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely do it out, man. We'll definitely do it out. And we'll talk about the career with the Dolphins and everything. And I got a couple of Dolphins that I know that'll come on the show.
Okay.
Yep. One of the Dolphins brought his kid to my sister, had a acting studio in Davie.
Uh-huh.
And so he walked in, and he's like, oh, is that Jason Taylor? Everybody's like, yeah. Jason Taylor brought his daughter, who was trying to get acting classes at my sister's studio.
Uh-huh.
So she has his number, and I can get him on your show.
Yeah, Jason Taylor, he did a great job when he was on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, he did an amazing job.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I can also get you down the chasm because he lives right around the corner from my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Southwest Ranch.
Yeah.
Southwest Ranch
TV. Yeah. So, wow. Well, thank you. Looking forward to
Me too, honey. Absolutely.
A big shout out to all the listeners worldwide, and especially we have a pretty good listenership area also, and a lot of friends that I network with in Miami. So, you know, big shout out to you guys.
Hey, same
big shout out to Miami listeners, the LA listeners, New York listeners, the England listeners, UK. Shout out to England. Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean? But what were you saying?
No. That's a big shout out, man. We got it's worldwide now, you know?
Yep.
So,
see, wow, you shared some amazing stories with us. But that would be so neat.
And listen, I got more stories to tell. Oh, my God.
And you guys are getting ready for a big wedding in Miami. And, you know, the listeners talk about that. I love me some LeBron. So the wedding is this month, isn't it?
I think
when
so.
When is the wedding? LeBron and Savannah's wedding.
Yeah, I think it is this month. I'm trying to look at the calendar. LeBron and
if you ask LeBron.
Yeah, let me pull it up.
I'm a big supporter of LeBron's, but I was doing my best to get him to want to join Miami, the Dallas Mavericks. But I'm glad he's doing a good job. I'm glad he's the right fit. You know, when I look at it, I see he's the right fit with Miami. But I wanted him so badly to go to the Mavericks.
I know, baby. And if you ask one of your top fans, supporters,
really want you to go to the Mavericks. He would say, Bethany in Jackson, Mississippi.
I don't know, man. LeBron, I don't know. I think he's happy right now playing with Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
You down the tavern.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Bosh, I mean.
Yeah,
the
he's
whole
having
team.
A good time. Yeah, he's having a good time. I don't know if he can win seven like he called it, but he might win another cup or two.
Yeah. So, wow.
Okay.
So that's good. He and Savannah finally tying the knot, so congratulations to them.
Thank you. Yes, yes. We are very proud of our team, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud. You know, me being growing up a Celtics fan from Boston, you know, I idolized, you know, Bill Russell, you know, what's his name, Larry Bird. I stylized
them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was it for me.
Wow.
So now I'm homeward. I'm pulling for the heat.
You what?
I'm pulling for the heat.
Oh, yeah. Something I was about to, oh, my God. Something I was, wanted to ask you about in... Goodness, it slipped my mind. Oh, my goodness. You and I, we have just had a blast. We've reconnected recently, listeners, and we've just been having a blast with time just on Facebook and talking, and just it's been an amazing time. It's good to reconnect with your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've been off social media for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently got on. And my initial thinking was, this is crazy. Because I started getting emails and texts from people I did not even remember. I'm like, who are you? Like, oh, Jerry, you don't remember me from... Chastain? I'm like, nah. It's like 40 years ago. And so, and then I started hearing from Cass.
You have a good memory.
Yeah, I'm like, man, Chastain, come on, man. That's, you talking about seventh grade. So he's like, oh, man, you remember I used to carry your bag, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, wow, okay. And so, you know, me being a good guy, I would act like I remember. Oh, yeah, I remember you. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember you, man. And so he'd be like, yeah, yeah, you know, we used to do this and this and that. Whoop, whoop. I'm like, yeah, 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 okay. So then, you know, I hang up with him. Then I hear from another cat. Jared, what's up, man? You remember me from Powell? This cat called me from New York last night, from the Bronx. He's like, Gary, I know you're a good man. I need $35.
$35.
I'm like, what? So I pulled him up on the site. I don't physically recognize this dude. I don't hear what he's saying. I don't even know who he is. But we got 137 friends. I'm like, wow. I gave him $30. I was like, dude, you that hard up. He's like, yeah, I gotta buy my mama some diapers and shit. Anyway, I'm with the money ground. I don't even know who his cat is.
But we're not calling his name, but I know him. And, you know, but we don't have in-depth conversations, but I was glad to see him again on Facebook and network with him on Facebook.
Yeah.
But the person told me it was, I thought he was, like, living good. You know, so that's kind of wild.
I don't know nothing about him, man.
But that's kind of weird because you didn't get a thank you or at least an offer.
No,
I had to call
his brother, and like I was like, "Yo, you gonna thank me?" You know, I done went out of my way to MoneyGram this stuff, and he's like, "Yo, I was gonna call you. Yo, I was gonna call you. I heard the music in the background. He called chilling." I'm like, "Man, how you gonna chill on $35?" I don't know where he was at, man.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm like, wow, if we could break that off like that with $34, God bless you. Because I need like five times more than that.
Wow.
Anyway,
wow.
Lady, well,
wow,
listen,
wow.
I'm not going to hold
you. You know, and you were considering it a charity case because, you know, Jerry's
mm-hmm.
a philanthropist, so... But and you weren't considering that one something for charity, huh? You were just being a good
No, I brought out because he started dropping names. He's like, I know this and that person, and I was friends with this and that person, and I didn't even remember, dude. I was like, damn, okay, I don't even remember you.
Wow, and wow, that's amazing. Seems like he would at least. Wow, that's.
Yeah.
I remember him, know him. He used to be hilarious back in the day during our school days. Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
It's all good,
ooh,
though.
Wow.
I ain't worrying about my $35.
That's why.
But that
just shows your nature. You didn't even remember him. That some people that can be your
man.
Blood can be your blood, and you ain't getting nothing from them. So
hey,
that's amazing. It's like he could have been at least appreciative. The next person that really have good intentions
mm-hmm.
and they will appreciate your deed, you know, you might be hard on them. You might say no.
Yeah. Oh, man, for sure. For sure. Goddamn Aaron Wright told me, man, he said, nigga, is you out your mind? He said, man, give me that fool's phone number right now. I'm going to call him. I said, no, Eric, I'm calling, man. Eric wanted to get at him.
Wow.
I had to pull him off. I said, man, don't even worry about it. It's all good. It's $35. He said, no, that's not what's up right there.
Ooh, and you guys are crazy. You might be pretty boys, but you guys are crazy.
Oh, crazy as a fox.
Oh my God, modern look, but crazy as I don't know what.
Crazy as a fox, man. So, baby, listen, it's 1:30. Are you gonna What's your schedule tomorrow?
I don't know. Air.
You might want to talk to me off the air. You
want
to call me? Call me when you get off the air.
But number one. We'll be broadcasting Motivating Monday at 5:30. We'll be talking
mm-hmm.
about staying fit during the fall time. And also the importance,
mm-hmm.
hey, you're a realtor and you're a business owner. And so
mm-hmm.
also we'll be talking about the importance of keeping check of your credit report. So can you briefly tell us, being a realtor, and can you tell us like briefly how important it is? Or you'll be up getting ready for your appointments in the morning, so I don't know if you want to call and share a little bit about the importance of keeping
credit. No, it's very important. Keep a credit report?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, yes. I can give you a few stories about that. It's very important. If you don't have credit, you got to have cash. Okay? And if you don't have the cash or the credit, it's a done deal. You sunk. So you either got to keep your credit report up, which I didn't after my divorce. I filed bankruptcy, Chapter 7. And fortunately for me, I had cash because I was selling real estate, and real estate was really good. So you got to have one or the other. Both will be great, but one or the other. If you don't have either one, it's a wrap. You can forget it.
And they always recommend that you should annually check, you know, follow up and get in requests or all three, a report from all three of the major agencies.
Yeah.
Of your credit report.
You can get a free report. I check mine every year, January. I check in January.
I recently requested reports from all three agencies and received mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In January. So you do yours once a year? I talk to some
business
people.
Yep, do it once a year.
They do it two or three times.
Called,
I used to do it like twice a year.
Yeah. Yes, it's freeannualreport.com. You pull it. It doesn't hurt your credit report by you pulling that, so it doesn't affect your credit report negatively. And but you do have to pay $7 for the score.
Yeah.
They'll give you the report, but you have to punch in a credit card.
Punch in a credit card
to get the score.
Get the score.
Mhm.
So it's worth it, though.
It's worth it, though.
Yeah.
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 So it's important to correct any discrepancies that you see on your credit report, right?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Absolutely. They have companies out there that will do that for you. I mean, they charge a little bit, but this is something that you can actually do yourself if you have the time. Time
mm-hmm.
is a thing. I hired a company like that. It's called Credit Guard of America. And they went through and purged my credit report and saw some things. And what they do is they get rid of old things, old accounts, and that kind of thing. You know?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But it's worth it. I mean, it's just saving you time, so you don't have to sit at home and do it.
Uh-huh.
And they're lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll do it for you.
You just read what?
No, I'm just saying, I would rather let them do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let the professionals handle it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's for your personal credit and for your business credit. Because I've been doing a lot of attending workshops at our local SBA. Small Business Administration District Office in downtown Jackson, and
mm-hmm.
also they like for me to promote their workshops and their their endeavors, not just in Jackson,
sure.
but nationwide. And
mm-hmm.
when I go to the workshops, I hear a lot about the importance of, you know, when you're building your business credit too. If you're a new entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
a new business owner, or if you've been in business a long time, how important it is to have to build that your business credit lined up. And that's just since you're a business entrepreneur, and a lot of entrepreneurs are listening to the show, and people that are new in business or been in business a long time are listening. And I just wanted to know what about building your business credit.
As far as business, it's best to separate, from what I found, it's best to separate you from your business
mm-hmm.
and incorporate your business.
Incorporate your business.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So your business has its own Social Security number. So if it fails...
Yeah. Because I need to form an LLC,
I believe,
for corporation. I've been a sole proprietor for ages. And
mm-hmm.
some things are happening, which, you know, I told you that, you know, some things have been happening. I definitely need to form an LLC.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then
yeah.
What are you saying? It's important to separate.
No, it's LLC. If you incorporate it, it's a bit... It's even better.
Yeah. So, oh,
that
okay.
way your business receives its own FID number, so a federal ID
yeah.
number.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I have a federal ID number as a sole proprietor.
Yeah.
But still need to incorporate.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're kind of out of it. I mean, if it fails.
Yeah. Okay,
know.
I just know when I know at the small business at the loan clinics, they know when we're broken into those focus groups. I mean, they all they like ask us what do we consider most important, like when we meet, like when we submit our business plan, and what's important when it comes to like is it important that we're to have the critic or your record or what, you know, what's the when working on obtaining a loan, when you go to the what are they looking for, is what's important, and they always have us in these focus groups to find out our feedback regarding what's important compared to what the banks are looking for, and you know, so they can approve it.
I understand. That's good advice. I think that's the way to go. My company was incorporated, and when I dissolved it, I sold it, and I paid off all the debt, and then I had to file bankruptcy, but I wasn't personally liable for the debt. It was the company.
It didn't affect your personal credit.
No, that's why I say incorporate.
Yeah.
If you incorporate, it's almost like the business is living on its own. It's its own entity. It has its own social security number, its own FID number. And if something fails, you're not liable personally. Yeah.
Wow. And then that's important too, something that we always talk about, and I know that you deal with, and that's branding. And when you're branding your company, your business, or you, that's important too, to separate you personally from your brand, right?
Of course.
So that's important for that also, in that aspect. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I thank you so much. You really surprised me. I thought you might join me in the chat room, but I really appreciate you. Sometimes we have callers. Sometimes the show is like commentary style.
Oh, that's okay. Beth, when are you on? I want to catch you.
Well, I'm back on at 5:30 this morning. This is a regular schedule. I'm back on at 5:30. Motivating Monday, and then we're going to talk about fall, staying fit in the fall time, and also
you're on at 5:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what? I just got to call the same number.
5:30 my time, and what, 6:30 your time?
Mm-hmm. Just hit the same number.
It'll be 6:30 your time, but 5:30 my time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be up with you. I get up early anyway. I even walk my dog.
Say, how many dogs do you have?
Two.
Now I have two. You know, I told you my baby Cinnamon passed away almost a month ago. I can't believe it. I'm about to start crying. My 8-year-old passed away. My 8-year-old furry daughter passed away on my birthday weekend, but I still have two more. Her two of her daughters. And I have two. So you have two and I have two. The Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch. Oh my God. So I'm gonna call this number that I called you on here.
Yeah.
To join in on the discussion.
Yeah, because this is a preview, because you know, talk more about the critic, and also you're a fit guy. Sometimes people don't work out or exercise when fall and winter comes. Mm-hmm. So I know it's still hot, but fall is only a couple weeks away. Get that ready, because I told you I'm getting back into shape, and I have like 20 pounds to shed.
Bethany, I remember you at Callaway. You were always in shape. Get out.
But I ballooned, and so and anybody who's in shape, I recommend do your best. I don't care what happens, if you go into a divorce, a breakup, a death, do your best to take care of you. Stay in
shape. Absolutely.
You know, because when my second marriage hit the rocks and failed, it seemed like things just went downhill, one thing after another, and then I allowed myself to balloon. That's the best. That's what happened.
It happens.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know.
That's what happened. That's all right. I ballooned. I was up to like 210 at one point.
No way.
Man, Eric called
me.
Eric said 210. He's like, man, I'm 240. I'm like, wow, 240? He's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm
now
just 210.
Who's 240?
He got a long way to go.
Who?
Eric.
Who's 240?
Eric.
Who? Eric. No, Eric didn't get up to 240.
Yeah. Eric told me he's 240.
You got to be kidding me.
I was like, bruh, that's way big, man. And I'm like, I'm 210. He's like, I'm feeling big at 210. So he's like, dude, you got to – I'm like, bruh, you got to come back.
Well, I was nearly 200, I promise you. And
oh,
it just scared
God.
Me half to death. It just scared me so much.
Oh, my God.
So I'm working myself to 120. You know, I always was like 106 and 115 pounds. You know,
right.
I was 115. So, my original goal was to get down to 130, but
yeah.
I was like, I'm getting 120 to be on the safe side.
Those
little pounds was trying to ease, sneak up on you.
Yeah, they'll ease you up. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So,
well, listen, I'm going to let you go.
So
check your email on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to send you a nightcap.
A what? A nightcap.
Yeah.
Okay, if you put it that way.
All right.
Okay, but
I'm gonna see you a nightcap.
Okay, well say goodnight to the audience, and then I'll also conclude.
Good night, audience. Hope you enjoyed it. I got more stories for you next time.
Okay, and you'll talk more with us about the importance of creative
Man, listen. Hey, Bethany, I got stories.
Uh-huh.
Listen, my sister dated Karl Malone, Steve Smith in Miami. Karl Malone slept
uh-huh.
in my bed when I was at Mobile Oil. So I come home,
uh-huh.
and he gives him some socks. And I pull the socks up, and they come all the way up to my ass. I'm like, damn, how tall is this dude? So he calls me on the phone. He's like, yeah, I'm sleeping in your bed. He broke my bed. These are the stories that I got to tell you. I got some NBA stories I can tell you. It's crazy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Lord,
yeah. Yeah. So he comes up. I drove it into my driveway. He's got a black Mercedes-Benz license plate that says Mailman. Like, who is Mailman?
I don't even know.
It's Karl Malone. Asked my sister to marry him in the airport.
When he met her.
Just flat out.
Will you marry me?
His sister's beautiful, people. He is a beautiful man. This guy that you hear right now, he's beautiful. His sister is beautiful.
Karl Malone. Oh, no. I'm going to say that for the next show. I'll say it for the next show.
Oh,
I got plenty for you. I've got plenty for you.
I hear you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, you know, what do you think about the Chloe and Lamar situation, speaking of basketball?
Closed in what?
You even had, I got a breaking story from you. I thought I was keeping up with the Lamar and Chloe situation, and you had a story posted on your page yesterday where Lamar went to rehab for one day and broke camp.
Lamar is like, wow. I don't even know what to say about that because he had to see comments. You know what I mean? I mean, look at the basketball players that have dated, you know, the socialites or the reality chicks.
And speaking of reality shows, you know, I'm in talks of developing a reality show.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work out
yeah.
at all. It all ends in a train wreck. And so he had to know, but he's hanging. You know, kudos to Lamar, to be honest with you, for hanging in there. Because
I think it's amazing they was able to keep on the down low. Because I heard I heard a story last week that when he was playing for the Mavericks, how the maids found drugs like everywhere. Allegedly.
Man.
Found drugs like everywhere. So I'm amazed that it stayed out the media.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at that.
You know what, man? I'm thinking, when you mess with a Kardashian, I mean, you're taking on, that's on a whole nother level. You know? You're taking on something that's on a whole nother level. These girls are rich, they're famous, they're high maintenance, you know? That's what you got to deal with.
And then I believe Chloe's not going to give up on her. But then at the same time, I believe Chloe's not going to give up on her marriage so easily. I believe she really want to do her part, but Lamar got to do his part if he really cares about her and himself.
Yeah, you know what, though, babe? Because
other women, will they really care that much?
No,
you know?
They won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because. Kim Dash from that other guy. Real quick. What's his name? From New Jersey. The Nets. But I mean, these girls know, man. You know what? These guys are dumb. They're fucking dumb and stupid. And they're like, okay, I'll marry you. And it's and they get took. And then they look stupid.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah, they gotta know. It's just like you look at Kenny Anderson. Kenny Anderson, same way. Kenny Anderson and Antoine Walker is the same way.
Yeah. I shared a video from your page on my page.
They get these basketball wives and they get took. You know. And then they're all on TV talking about sob stories, talking about, well, nobody really told us what to watch out for. Yeah, watch out for that motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Wow.
Well, you know,
Well,
what about their business managers and accountants and agents? You know, that's their purpose, to be advisors.
Yeah, exactly.
And then your own common sense.
Own common sense got to come in at some point, no? Mm-hmm. I don't understand these cats, man. I really don't. I really, really, really don't, baby. I don't understand that thinking. It's like, you know, it's not like reinventing the wheel. I mean, this shit has happened before. Can't you learn from the other cat? Like Sean Kemp.
He's
got like 10 kids with 9 different girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, God. Please excuse me. I don't mean to laugh. That's not anything funny. But
no,
but
no, I'm just
like,
saying, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. Can't you learn from them cats? You gonna get took, man. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Why? Yes, it is.
That's so crazy. Yeah. Thank God I don't have any kids. So.
Really?
No, I don't. I refrain.
No plans. Afraid of what?
Well,
that's the whole topic. I probably should talk about that on Wednesday.
What do you think?
I said maybe that should be on Wednesday's talk about matters of the heart, dating, love, romance,
sex.
Oh,
okay. All right. So I'll talk about that on Wednesday.
But I'm just saying maybe, you know, but what,
yeah.
What scares you about them?
All right. So I'll talk about that on Wednesday.
But I'm just saying, what scares you about that? You're 45, straight, good-looking, successful. So what scares you about that?
Okay, yeah, just put me in that category.
But what scares you about that? I mean, you accomplish
like
everything, you know? Everything else you go heads on with, so what scares you? You seem to be
pretty. Hey, go help, man.
So how does
that
scare
you? I am so thinking about you in high school. I can't believe I went to high school with you. And I totally remember you.
Yeah. But we're talking about your fear. You're a fearless person, so why does kids scare you?
Oh, I was a geek in high school. I was such a geek in high school. It's unbelievable. I was such a geek. I was in a band. I played on the golf team. Come on.
Come on.
I was rather nerdy myself, but then also you the girls loved you.
Yeah, I was just
huh? Oh, I remember you in your polos.
I know. I was just nerdy.
Yeah, but. You didn't answer the question. You brought the topic up. You said, I'm scared of kids. You're fearless, so why are you scared of kids?
Ooh. Now that's a topic for another conversation.
Okay, we'll talk about that on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on Wednesday because I got a lot of stuff to say about that.
Okay. Because I love the relationship talk. So Wednesdays is the day that we talk relationships. I like talking relationships every day.
Okay.
But that's the day
that
it's called Matters of the Heart. And we talk about, fetishes and dating and online dating. Because I know you have a lot to say about online. I know you have a lot to say about online dating.
Yeah, of course. I can talk about all that. I can give you scoop on all that.
But you know, that's something to talk about kids. And I think that's an interesting topic to talk about.
Yeah,
the decision
absolutely.
To have kids or not, or when it's unplanned. You know, that's an important topic to talk about. So we should talk
about that. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's an important topic. And if you ask my mama today, she gonna be like, man, I'm on one tomorrow.
You want what?
I said, if you ask my mom, she's going to be like, I want one tomorrow. She's trying to have one, have me have one right now. And I'm like, Mom, I got to find a girl first. And she's like, oh, you're a man. You're 45. You don't have a time clicking clock. All right, I'll get into it on Wednesday. I got a whole story to tell you.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Well, you go to bed, Mama.
Well, I'm still on the air right now, so I need to conclude the show. And
Okay. Yeah, I know we were on the air. I'm just like, right now, I'm just like, wow.
We're still on
the air. Is there anybody else on this thing?
We're still on the air. People are listening worldwide. Believe me, you. They're listening from their smartphones. They're listening on their PCs, they're listening different ways. Yeah. And
okay.
uh, I was unable to open my chat room up, so there are probably a lot of sisters in the chat room.
Well, I do appreciate you putting me on your show.
Uh-huh.
And I hope I was enjoying, I entertained some people with my craziness.
Yeah, thank you for admitting you're crazy.
Put me back on, man. Listen, Wednesday, when you have that show about relationships,
uh-huh.
I'm going to have people falling over. You're gonna get, like, mad ratings on that one.
Yeah, some other listeners probably will call in that morning. Might call in this morning.
You gotta definitely call me now, because I got some bones to pick on that whole relationship thing.
You told me you had to tell me some stories regarding your past dating life.
I've got them.
Yeah. So I really appreciate you for calling in and talking. You seem so comfortable.
Yes.
I'm glad I have the show rated for mature. I didn't count how many times you said ML.
Oh my God.
That'd be one of my favorite words.
I didn't even think about this. It was a radio show.
No, you can do that. It's rated for mature, so you can go on.
I apologize.
No, it was cool. You're being comfortable.
Yeah,
the show is rated for that. You know, it's rated for that, and then also like some of the songs that I play, their lyrics can be kind of. Out there also.
Oh, of course.
I like the fact that you were comfortable and able to let your language flow.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And I apologize if I got in trouble, though. Seriously.
Oh, no. So. That's okay. It's okay. You can say that. I like that. That's a show favorite that I have that I like to listen to here on Blog Talk Radio. And they broadcast in Georgia during the day. And, oh, my God, they really talk about some interesting topics. But the people are so comfortable, and they just let the language flow.
And
I think it's good when people can be comfortable with themselves and talk about it. That's good. That's
course.
What internet radio is good. You know, that's why internet radio is good, because I know when I worked on with 90.1 community radio with Mr. Everett's channel, you used to be concerned about FCC. But by being on internet radio, have to worry about
FCC regulations and stuff. Wow.
Yeah.
I've been on a couple of radio shows, and I don't know. I lose it sometimes. So you gotta have that person with that finger on that dump button.
Yeah. I like that. You shared your personality with us, and you're welcome, and you let people know that
I will. I will be back on with you Wednesday, and I've got a ton of stuff to say about the relationship.
We can go hardcore now, because I have some friends that call in and some listeners that call in, and they go hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. Sometimes I talk about some kind of like weird, crazy, sick stuff. But some of my listeners and guests, they go hard. Like one guest that is a regular, she is an intimacy advisor, Belinda Bostic. You probably see. She's one of my best Facebook BFFs. You probably seen her on my page. And she calls in from Houston regarding slumber parties, sell, sex toys. And we just go all in regards to how to keep sex life, even if you're solo or masturbating and stuff like that. We go all in about talking about sex and sex toys and how to keep the spice alive in your love life and stuff. So it's pretty cool on Wednesday. So you can really let your hair down on Wednesday too.
Oh, that's nice. That's what's up right there.
but that's a good topic to talk about these kids, you know. So a lot of listeners out there, you know, that are probably debating, should I have kids or should I not, or adoption, or go other ways. There are people dealing with in vitro, and
they're dealing with
different things. If they want kids or not, if they plan or unplanned. Because I like what you have shared with me before. It's okay for me to say in regards to discipline, you know?
Yeah.
You've lived a disciplined life, you say. That's why you don't have any right now. And then you broke
that's
it down that you're scared. So you say you're going to share that with us.
I'm just flat out sharing.
Yeah. And, you know, some listeners are probably saying right now, why are you scared?
it never really seemed a good time for me for that. I got married young, and we were in our mid to low 20s. She was in school. I just barely got my job fresh out of college, and I believe in family planning. And so I just decided that when the time seemed right, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, and have a kid. But the time never seemed to come right. It was either she's not finished with school, I was changing a job. It was always something that got in the way, so it was always a put off. And then I looked up, it's 6 years later, and we're getting a divorce. I was like, all right, well, I guess I can look at this two ways. One way is I was married to a wonderful woman, and we didn't have any kids. Or another way is I was married to a wonderful woman, and I have a kid, and I'm getting divorced, and now I got to pay child support.
Oh, my goodness.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think I got out of it the right way, because if I had had a child with her, I would have stayed in the marriage for sure. I wouldn't have left a family like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, God willing, you know, it was amicable. We broke off, and she hit her up. But I don't know. I don't think kids are in the cards for me. I'm 45 years old. I don't know, man. My dad tells me I'm shooting blanks.
Well, I say this a lot to my listening audience, because, you know, some people might say, wait, she's saying that to him, but my listening audience, they know I say this a lot. You know, I never thought that I would think. I thought maybe I have one or two kids after I had lost my son almost 25 years ago, and I didn't. And I'm like you. I've been disciplined, as in not getting pregnant again after that. And then, you know, I do practice sexual abstinence a lot too, because at least I do my best to hold out, taking that advice from the millionaire matchmaker Patty Stager, where she says, hold out until you're in a monogamous relationship, you know. and so what I was saying is I'm like, okay, if it, you know, maybe something that happened before my clock stopped ticking. I'm 45 too, but maybe, you know, something that happened before my clock stopped ticking. But if not, you know, there's other ways, I guess, you know. But I was wondering, my own offspring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do surrogate or adopt.
From both perspectives, from the female and male perspective of people that
That's
give
right.
out kids. And then listeners with kids can also call in and share their experience also. I think that would be a good topic to talk about.
Of course. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And, I wish some of your other listening audience would join in, because I would love to debate them about some of these.
They probably more than likely on Wednesday they will. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be there on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Sure, man. Yeah.
Well, again, I thank you. Do you want me to tell you
what
I got?
Oh, thank you so much. Hey, listen,
thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. And you want me to call you when I get off air, or we just talk to you at 5:30?
Yeah. Oh, definitely give me a call when you get off air.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye. God bless. Jerry Lewis, Miami, Florida. The one and only Jerry Lewis, people. Thank you. Okay, that was Jerry. And he's amazing, I tell you guys. I mean, just amazing, crazy, amazing, everything. Everything he said about himself is true. So I'm not saying anything because he said pretty much everything about himself. And you can stay on and listen. So, again, thank you, guys. And remember, next Saturday, this coming up Saturday, I know you guys can hear my pooches. Hopefully they can quiet down. They start barking about something. But on Saturday, Casey Munchkin returns, and I'm so excited. I love Casey Munchkin. I love his SeaWorld High Fashion. Just amazing music, amazing young man, studying to become a recording engineer. And he's just amazing as an artist and as a producer. And if you really like what you hear, remember, you a artist out there, contact him. Most definitely. But again, I want to thank Jerry for calling in and sharing different stories with us. And so he's something else, an amazing guy.
That would make a mini brother mighty proud. Like I say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in the shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love to let love to flaunt. What I did the most is that you keep it in your head until I want it.
Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air, we're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Illuminati, powered by the epicenter. Summer rains down for all these niggas who expect it winter. Next to enter, lost a few times. times and still I'm next to winners. Everybody want a peace of mind, but we got separate dinners. 5% of something like it, nothing like it, you decide. Jesus on the cross, so what's the cost of being crucified? Talking Kurt Cobain, no way it was suicide. If Courtney walked with me, just expect a couple nooses tied. Mussolini mind state, Chicago Compton crime rate. These rap niggas fooling you, but you just find it suitable. From White Houses to cubicles, there's always something ruling you. Revolutionary black power I'm alluding to, and so I return determined to set the game on. Media throwing shots, they need someone to place the blame on. Just know that there's a title that I'm here to put my name on. Lift the belt higher, nigga, let me get my reign on. Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title, bringing back the revival in positions that you champion. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Your arms are just too short to box with God.
Power of the God, the pendulum swings, interim reigns could never stand to the champ of this millennium. Tell me who's competing with him. Quickly, I delete my victims. Wordplay sharp enough to slice them. I'm depleting systems. Walk through the fire. I bet your niggas retreating with him. Enemies want to make amends, but I ain't speaking with them. They be watching from afar, hoping the police to get them. Fuck this game. I just took the mic and started speaking wisdom. If you don't believe in me, believe in the gift. The true God shall arise, so no Jesus can exist. And if the meek shall perish, then the weak shall cherish every moment. Don't stop the smell of flowers, just get on it. I've been putting forth effort that I'm sure you've never seen. Been a heel all my life, but your past forever clean. So I stand in front the crowd, throw a middle finger high. True God, D-A-R, champions until we die. True. Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title, bringing back the revival in positions that you champion. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown the motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Mountain, yeah. All by myself. Cause I'm the champion by myself. All by myself.
Yeah. True. They say I'm destined to be great, so that just means my winnings were my destiny and fate. Speak the truth in every bar, I don't expect you to relate. Teachers on the pulpit speaking of excellence and faith, while my niggas on the block speaking of wretchedness and hate. I try to balance them both, but too much pressure at the pace. I done made a bunch of classics, but these bastards still asleep. Smack the shit out of reality with dreams that bring me peace. Had some anger building up, some shit that need to be released. And hip-hop is in my soul, it sticks with me if deceased. Heard this hard body shit has really been decreased. But these phony niggas acting like they really in the streets. We still original kings, spitting everyday emotion while reciting our regrets, most of which just leave us broken. No, it must have been the angels watching over through the stress. But when a new day arises, I'll be standing as the best. Learn the lessons through revelations, I done found my blessings. So much power in the black fist, I gotta keep them guessing. Judge, jury, executioner, a rebel in his essence. Go ahead and crown a champ, there's no time like the present. It's true.
Wow. Man, that was True God Immortal. Friend of the show, and you catch him on Monday and Thursday night right here, Blog Talk Radio, Wrestling Heels. Those of you that love wrestling and also want to know more about wrestling and just stay in the know when it comes to what's going on in WWE and what's your favorite wrestlers also. But again, I want to thank you. Here's AC Defector representing Dallas.
Yeah, they hating on our swag, yeah, they hating how we ball. With 100 nothing for sure. Ain't gotta be bragging about how great I am in places I go. Just better believe the whole DM does show me loving for sure. I'm opening doors like I was dark with that transitional train. Weighing it heavily upon your brain like a positional frame. Keeping my stacks on steady like Doughboy standing in rain. So haters maintain in your own lane, making it simple and plain. And the shit posted up in the parking lot, living their pins on things. Look for more reviews. I'm a champion, man, and make no mistake. The weather illustrator be nothing short of this Texas great. So hey, go on, pump it up in your legs, this is name.
You are there to what's better.